dogs. Now, how do they evolve?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the authors of the new Answers book.
I remember my biology teacher back in Australia telling me that all the different species of dogs proved that dogs had evolved. But what's the real story? Now, it's true that there are many different species and varieties of dogs, but at the same time, secular scientists are saying that all dogs share the same gene pool. You see, even the domestic dogs originated from wolves and thus are all related. This means all dogs are the same kind. Now, the Bible states that each kind of animal will only produce its own kind. But in almost all school textbooks, students are still told that all these changes in dogs illustrate evolution. But dogs always remain dogs. The different species and varieties of dogs just represent different combinations of dog genes from the whole gene pool of dogs. This is not evolution in the molecules to man sense. You see, evolution requires new genes that never previously existed to arise, but one never ever observes this. Dogs producing different species? That's not evolution, that's just dogs.
Ken Ham examines Darwinian evolution in a fascinating DVD that's just come out, and it's yours for your gift of any amount today. Call us toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS, and we'll send Ken's DVD to you. As we close out the week, call us at 888-89-ANSWERS.